There are millions and millions of dollars floating around campaign 2008.
Show me the money!
Jared, you better yell!
Show me the money!
How much money? $35 million is how much Hillary Clinton raised in February. $50 million is what was expected from Obama's campaign over the same period. The AP says John McCain likely raised $12 million. But what about someone like Ron Paul, who raised just $6 million in this quarter, but he's not even really running hard anymore? I mean, where's that cash going? The Wall Street Journal's Mary Jacoby is on the line to help us out with a few campaign money questions. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hey, so advertising blitzes aside, I mean, that's sort of the obvious place where you'd put all of your money if you were a candidate at this point, buying a lot of time in Texas and Ohio. What else does that kind of money buy you as a candidate?
Well, it depends on what kind of candidacy you're running.
Okay.
If you're a serious candidate, one of the contenders for the nomination, you have a lot of expenses for consultants, which is always a big one. Who actually various levels of media help with sending out direct mail pieces, designing these, everything from some people even have higher wardrobe and in Hillary Clinton's position, she's even spending money on her hair. These are important that you have to do up and down the way, and you've got vendors who cater your events for supporters. Everything you can think of, it's an enormous operation.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned vendors, because at one point there were all of these reports that the Clinton campaign was really strapped for cash, that she had to dip into her own finances and loan her campaign $5 million personally. The New York Times reported on several small businesses, including a caterer, who said they were really having a hard time getting paid. Do campaigns really get to the point when they can't even pay the caterer or the dry cleaning bill, or is this about selective payment?
Well, in her case, I think it was about selectively putting off some payments. And of course, I have no insight into this. I didn't know this for sure, but it looks like she was saying, well, here's what we can pay and here's what we can't pay right now, and let's make some priorities. And that does happen all the time. Senator McCain's campaign, for example, when it went broke in the summer, didn't pay his own consultants, who were also his campaign managers, a lot of money that was owed for various services. And that's something that there was an agreement, apparently, to put that off. Now, this happens all the time that campaigns have debts. And the problem for the vendors is you don't want to be one where you have money owed to you when the campaign goes out of business.
There you go. And those consultants, we should say, they make a dollar or two, don't they?
The media consultants, the political consultants, the direct mail consultants, they make a lot of money. And that's always a source of friction and contention in these campaigns with the high-dollar media and direct mail consultants and others, the volunteers and the lesser-paid workers. There's always a sense, are these consultants here because they really believe in the candidate, or are they here for a big paycheck? That's sort of a perennial question you'll see popping up in these campaigns.
Now let's flip to the other end of the campaigns. Those folks like Rudy Giuliani, who called it quits, but reportedly had about $9 million left over when his campaign ended. What can a finished campaign do with that extra money?
Well, they could, I guess, conceivably figure a way to prorate it and give it back to the donors. But what they do is they pay off all their debts first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it remains a rather large kitty of cash for a candidate if he's thinking of running again. This is money he can give to the national party and create some goodwill in that way, or give up to $2,000 per election to other federal candidates. And this is often what a politician will do. Now, in Rudy Giuliani's case, I'm not sure he's ever going to run for anything ever again. But if you're in Congress or you think you might make another run again, this is a nice way to distribute cash to make friends and spread goodwill among other politicians who could help you in the future.
Ah. What about someone like Ron Paul, who was a fundraising machine at one point? And even though he's technically still in the race for the White House, he's actually spending more time on his 14th congressional district seat in Texas. Can he use any of the money raised from his presidential campaign on his local campaign?
I actually, that's not a question I'm quite sure of. I know that you can, it seems like you could, because you can definitely take your money from your congressional campaign, transfer it into your presidential mm-hmm. campaign. So I imagine it does go both ways. I've just never heard of it. I mean, it's just so rare that somebody is a presidential candidate
right.
needs help with his congressional campaign that they have money left over. And Paul is a phenomenon in that he had extremely committed supporters, and he had this internet fundraising. So he's something that I don't think we've ever really seen before.
Now, I want you to help clear something up for us. We keep hearing the word suspending a lot. Some of the candidates have said, I'm suspending my campaign. Now, does this allow a candidate to continue fundraising even though their race is technically over?
You can continue fundraising. I think the word, when they say they're suspending their campaign, that's usually because they want to hold on to their delegates.
Ah, okay.
And then keep them and influence a possible outcome or have some sort of influence at the nominating conventions in the summer. But you can still raise money if you have debts for your campaign to pay off the debts for the campaign.
Before I let you go, we're talking to Mary Jacoby, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. The next big question is whether or not to accept public funding in the general election. Can you give us a pro and a con of being a publicly funded candidate?
In this day and age, when we've got people like Obama raising $50 million in 1 month, and even Senator Clinton raising close to $35 million in 1 month, and a lot of this coming in over the internet, the public funding system is, again, out of date, as so many of these laws governing campaign finance come to be. And in this case, it's because of technology. The pro of taking public funding is if you don't have a lot of money, the government will match your small dollar donors up to a certain percentage, and you can get a lot of money. For example, when John McCain's campaign went broke, he applied, and based on the level of donors he had gotten previous to his application, was approved to receive almost $6 million in public funds for the primary. The con is once you accept this money, there are strings attached. You can only spend to a certain amount in the primary election. And this means once you've gotten through the spring primaries, and you may have spent everything at this point. We saw Bob Dole had this problem in 1996 running against Bill Clinton, and this is what John McCain may have this problem.
Right.
The FEC ruled against him, request to withdraw. He won't be able to spend any money between basically now and his nominating convention in September.
That would be a con. I could see that. Mary Jacoby.
It would be a very con. Thank you.
Reports on the presidential campaign for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.